Hello, my name is Carrie Beth Gundren, and this question is for Dr. Ween, asked by Autumn Dinsmore. Should the state be allowed to take money from the PFD?
Let's talk about District 35. District 35 is a wide-ranging district with actually many, I'll say, financially challenged communities. And as I've traveled around to these communities, they are very acutely aware that $1,000 was taken from them. And they view that reduction in the PFD as real, they view that money of the PFD as real income. And it's not two tickets to Honolulu, as you see advertised by Alaska Airlines, but it's actually good services, paying for their electric oil bill, getting a chainsaw, having tires. So my notion is that there is a heck of a lot more that we can do on a budgetary level as far as opening up the conversation to help preserve the PFD. And so I would say that restore the PFD and do some due diligence and better work at the table in budgetary aspects.
And Representative Chris Tompkins?
The PFD is hugely important in Alaska, and I sort of support it almost as an institution. And I think one of the best ways to sort of show respect and support for something important to Alaska, something I think is important, is to make sure it's sustainable. I introduced legislation in the last 2 years to constitutionalize the permanent fund dividend, as well as to fully protect the corpus of the fund, the proverbial golden goose. And I think not a lot of us, not of Alaskans, are aware, but actually about a third of the permanent fund, as we know it, is available for appropriation right now. And I was involved, sponsored a constitutional amendment, and worked with a lot of other legislators that would have fully protected the corpus. So as much as I support the permanent fund dividend, and we were able to settle on a $1,600 compromise figure, some people wanted zero, some people wanted $2,700. $1,600 was the amount settled on, which feels reasonable. I would like more, but I also want to make sure that this is around for 50 years, 75 years, 100 years. We need to protect the dividend in the Constitution, and we need to protect the permanent fund in its entirety permanently.